Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Every week, I usually on a Tuesday do a late movie review.
Yeah, usually when we don't forget.
We were just busy on Tuesday. We had other things to organise.
Good show, yeah.
Indeed. Usually you kind of, as the movie guy, give me something to look towards. I watch it and then give my thoughts. But this time went a little bit rogue again. And I watched The Benchwarmers, which turns out you were quite happy with.
I've seen this movie a lot. Every year at school, the band would go off to Mount Gambier for Generations in Jazz, and it was the music director's favourite movie.
Really?
So every year on the bus, maybe at least once, we would all watch The Benchwarmers.
In a quick nutshell, what would you say is the film about?
Some fart jokes, baseball.
Yep.
It's all those, like, David Spade and Rob Schneider and the one from Napoleon Dynamite playing
that guy
playing baseball.
Yeah, pretty much. That's sort of what I got out of it, but I do have my official thoughts. Are you ready to hear them?
Let's do it.
Is Adam Sandler in this? Why do I feel like Adam Sandler's in this? Have I made that up? I've been promised this is very funny, and not even by Bob, like Corbin, my fiancé, is saying that this is supposed to be really funny. This hasn't really aged well. What year are we talking here? Like 2006? I don't really know where this is going. Rob Schneider has obviously been bullied or something. I kind of get where this is going to go as far as the message. I can't believe they used to show this in school. This is rated PG and it was being watched in school. I don't think it's very school appropriate, personally. I'm getting a couple of good chuckles out of it. You know what? The Rob Schneider thing, his daughter is Elle King. Cue that music. I never saw it, but seeing him in this film, he's actually kind of attractive. I always see him as the shark guy in 50 First Dates, and I think that was the problem. Oh, he was the bully. I feel like I've just given some. No, I haven't. This is a late movie review. If you haven't seen it already, you're even behind me. Oh, they're gonna let the kids play the baseball. I really thought this movie was horrible. To be honest, it was a little bit funny. It was very, very outdated. Some of the words they use are just, that's not okay today. I'd be interested to know if they're still playing this in schools. But then the last little scene where they let all the kids come out and play baseball, that did really melt my heart. But look, the message is good. There is no denying that. So I feel like a remake could be in order. For that reason, 3 chickens out of 5. Ugh, this beef stew, that does not make me feel good. Ugh.